Hello and welcome to the NCE Success Stories podcast, where we ask a counselor who's recently passed the National Counseling Exam all the burning questions that you have as you wonder how to pass with confidence. My name is Josh Keller, and I'm the owner of NCEExamPrep.com. And today I have with me Stephanie. Stephanie is a graduate of Lincoln Christian University. She works in community mental health full-time and also part-time in private practice. She is a self-professed coffee snob as well. Thanks for being here, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is, it's always exciting to me to visit with people who've recently passed. Other guests that I've had passed several months ago, and you've recently passed. When did you actually complete your exam?
On October 11th.
October 11th. So we're just like 2 or 3 weeks out.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. What is today? The 28th. So 17 days ago.
17 days. Yeah. we're still counting down days. So how did you find out that you passed? Some people find out immediately and some haven't. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you?
I found out immediately. I walked out and they took everything from me. And then there was a receptionist standing at the desk and she had my score sheet ready to hand to me.
Wow. And so you knew immediately before you got to your car.
I did. And I put my hand over the score and the top of the paper and slowly slid down till I saw pass.
That's awesome. I'm so glad for you that you got to find out right away, because that would be nerve wracking having to wait. So what did you do to celebrate passing?
It's kind of funny. A couple of things. My husband made a very nice dinner for us that he planned in the morning, because he said, I knew you would pass. So we had a very nice dinner at home that night. It was very sweet. Yeah. And then I went out and bought some very expensive nail polish that I wanted and did my nails. That is what I did.
Everybody has their own ways of celebrating.
Yes.
And you
want to
get your own nails with the nicest nail polish around.
Yes, great. We're saving money because our 20th anniversary is coming and we're going to Hawaii. So I didn't want to spend extra money on something big.
Nice. That's exciting. Well, what a way to celebrate. So, so I'm curious, what were some of the strategies that you used as you were preparing, as you're studying, that really helped you to feel most successful on test day?
Sure. So I bought the guaranteed study package. And so I did follow the study plan, which I found so helpful. Yeah. And so what I really liked and used on that was that every time I took a full length test, then I rank ordered the different chapters. And then throughout the week, I would focus on those chapters that I was scoring lower on. Mm-hmm. And that was so helpful to me. And then the other thing that I did was I made my own flashcards.
Okay.
Because with working full time and having a second job, my time was really limited. And so I would take those flashcards with me wherever I went, especially to the gym in the morning. I was on the elliptical and I would review the flashcards.
Wow, great.
So those were really helpful for me, those two techniques.
Okay. And so you hand wrote all of those?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I ask how many flashcards you had?
Oh, I probably had 150.
150. Wow.
Yeah. I just burned them all in our solo stove.
Did you really?
I did.
I'm done with this business.
I did. I had fun tossing them in.
That's what my kids do at the end of the school year. We have a bonfire and all of their stuff that they've used throughout the year, they just throw into the fire, you know, because they're ready to be done with school. So that's exciting. So what was test day like for you? How did you kind of effectively manage your stress? I don't know if you had anxiety or not, but how did you kind of deal with all the day of type things?
Sure. I had a lot of anxiety because multiple choice tests for me are not easy. One of my professors actually said to me, you need to take a test on how to, or take a class on how to take multiple choice tests because you talk yourself out of good answers.
Wow.
And so I really, in the morning, I tried to just have a slow morning. And then I tested at 8 a.m. And when I got in there, I was so anxious that I took the whiteboard they gave me and I just data dumped a bunch of info. Wow. I drew the bell curve, and then dropped a bunch of acronyms and things that I had a hard time remembering so that I could go back to them. And just doing that data dump really decreased my anxiety.
Oh, that's awesome. What a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. And then question one came on the screen and I wasn't sure of the answer.
Oh, no.
So, so my heart started to just race and I got really hot. And so I just started flagging everything and going through it. And I got to question 50 and I made myself stop and do some deep breathing.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And that really helped. I got to question 100. I made myself take a break because I was doing okay on time.
Good.
And then when I got to the end and I went back through all the flagged questions, I found that because my brain had calmed down the questions, I was like, oh, that's the right answer. Oh, yeah. I think that's, you know, things were more clear because I was more calm.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So that's how I managed it. I tend to try and push through and just get done, but I made myself slow down, breathe, and take breaks.
Good. Had you planned on doing that ahead of time? Or did you just decide, oh, it's question 50, I probably ought to stop and take a breath or something?
I had not planned that. I could tell that my nervous system was getting really out of hand because the questions to me were not easy. And so I just made myself stop.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a way to pay attention to what your body's telling you, you know, in order to bring yourself in a more regulated state.
That's absolutely. It was key.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really important too. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, you know, what were some of the resources you used? You mentioned the guaranteed study plan that I offer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other resources that you used as you were preparing?
I did use a little bit of, I used some of the Rosenthal CDs, mm-hmm. In the morning while I got ready. I just listened to those. But those are just large, those are high level overviews. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that was probably the biggest help to me was the live tutoring sessions that you did. Yeah. I had to watch them after the fact because I work on Tuesday nights, the private practice. But the ones you did on stats were so helpful to me. And I found that I actually used it during the test.
Really? Okay. That's good.
Yes, I did. I had quite a few questions on stats. And while I didn't have to calculate, I did have to use that bell curve and pull things together to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome to hear. Yeah. So I'll include the link to that group tutoring in the podcast show description if anybody's listening and wants to explore that. But that's really good to hear that you were able to watch those after the fact, even though you
weren't
attend live, because we have those all recorded for replay later. So,
yeah, those are so helpful. I was so happy for those.
Awesome. That's great to hear. So if you were to plan your preparation differently, is there anything that you would do instead?
The only thing I kept thinking on this question, the only thing I would probably do differently is the state of Illinois took a really long time to get back to me, to clear me.
Okay.
To test. And so I bought my study package before I'd been cleared. And so I had to buy a second one and you were very gracious with cost. But I think that made me a little bit more anxious with having so long to study. Okay. And so the only thing I would have done is waited to start my study.
Yeah, that's really interesting because, you know, some people want to take as much time as they can, but you're saying that if you had just planned like 3 months in advance, that would have been enough and not kind of drag.
Right. Yeah. And I did well over 4 months.
Yeah.
And so that just caused my anxiety to go up.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. No, that's really helpful. Okay. So, you know, suppose you had 30 seconds to sit in front of a test taker and just share something valuable, like a word of encouragement or, you know, something just to kind of give them a boost real quick before they were to walk into the testing center. What would you say to them in 30 seconds?
Before they're walking into the testing center, I would say,
as they're doing their preparation.
Okay. During preparation, I would say a lot of people have asked, how do I know when I'm ready?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that we know.
Okay.
And I think we have to just do your due diligence and really apply yourself, know what works for you, and then do what works for you.
Good.
You know, I know that I am a visual learner. I learn through reading and repetition. So anything that's auditory is not a great fit for me.
Yeah.
So know how you learn best and then and study that way and do your due diligence and trust the process.
Awesome. That's such great advice. And you're not the only person to mention that. I think that it's easy to get into that comparison game and you look at what other people are doing and think, oh no, am I studying wrong? Mm-hmm. But really you got to trust what's going to work for you. And, you know, that's a really awesome, awesome piece of advice. So, well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me and sharing your success. I know that it's going to be a huge encouragement to other people who listen to this, who are maybe a little anxious and preparing to take the NCE. It's been a pleasure, and I wish you the best as you continue your private practice journey and your work in the community.
Thank you. Thank you for the work that you do. It's incredibly helpful for me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. All right.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.